And this news update's being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Lapeer County District Judge Laura Barnard approved a defense request for William Chaner III to undergo a forensic evaluation for competency and criminal responsibility during a remote hearing. Chaner is accused of shooting and killing Logan Welch, the plant manager at Trim's Unlimited in Almont Township, on November the 5th. He faces multiple charges, including first-degree premeditated murder, and remains hospitalized under 24-hour guard after being wounded in a shootout with deputies who pursued him following the incident. Once medically cleared, Chaner can be transferred to Ypsilanti for evaluation. A status hearing is set for January the 9th, but could be rescheduled depending on his recovery and testing availability. The deputies involved in the shootout were found justified in their actions by a Michigan State Police investigation, and Welch died at scene from a gunshot wound. And the Can Council Great Lakes Bay region is actively working to prevent child abuse and neglect throughout Huron County and surrounding areas, offering a range of programs, workshops, and volunteer opportunities for families and community members. Their services include children's advocacy centers, which provide safe environments for children subject to abuse, and educational initiatives on child abuse prevention, personal safety, and parenting skills. The council also supports families through resources such as the baby pantry and conducts workshops like Talking About Touching for young students to promote body safety and abuse prevention. In partnership with local authorities and professionals, they offer forensic interviews and medical examinations for children in a child-friendly environment, minimizing trauma during investigations. CAN Council invites community members to participate by volunteering as court-appointed special advocates, known as CASA, for children in the court system. And they have 10 new CASA volunteer positions open and needed to be filled in Huron County, and training for those is scheduled for January. Anyone suspected child abuse is urged to call Michigan's Confidential Child Abuse Hotline at 855-444-3911, or in urgent cases, dial 911. And during the last meeting of the Lapeer City Commission, the first order of business was the new mayor, Jeremy Hing, and Commissioner Lynn McCarthy taking the oath of office and their seats. Next was the selection of Commissioner Melissa Petrie as mayor pro tem, but the rest of the meeting did not follow the agenda. Hing made a motion to have several items on the agenda be removed because the action they proposed was before he and McCarthy were on the commission, and he said they needed time to understand the issues. City Manager Mike Womack pointed out this is unusual for the mayor to make motions. A point of order was called to determine if the mayor had the authority to make motions. That followed by fellow commissioners removing six items on the agenda that Hing objected to and suggested they be moved to the next meeting. That action was challenged because some commissioners felt there was enough background information in the packet to make a decision. Ultimately, the items were removed from the agenda to be acted on at another meeting. There was also a challenge when a motion was made to accept minutes of previous meeting. The same argument was made that the newly seated commission members were not at that meeting. Action then was temporarily suspended in order to research commission rules and Robert's Rules of Order. After researching the issue, the motion to not accept the previous minutes was rescinded and they were approved. The rest of the meeting continued the same way, with action postponed on several events. The only thing the commission agreed on was approving the Downtown Development Authority's request to celebrate the annual Christmas festival from 4 to 9 p.m. on Friday, December 5th and December 6th. Even State Representative Kevin Daley, who attended the meeting, noticed the discord of the commission. He said he hopes that going forward, the commission could work together for the good of the community. And we will return right after this.
Since 1895, we've been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbor. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're locally owned, locally involved, and locally invested in the communities we serve. Hi, I'm Sarah Sakin from Thumb Bank and Trust's Pigeon Branch. From sponsoring Little League teams to supporting local businesses, we believe in serving our local community. Because here, relationships aren't built on transactions, they're built on trust. We provide convenient banking services, whether you prefer to stop in and see us, or visit our online banking solutions at www.thumb.bank. We offer personal, business, and agribusiness loan and deposit solutions. We're the bank large enough to serve you, but just the right size to care about your specific needs. Our community bankers are here to help you whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or saving for the future. Because when you grow, our whole community grows stronger. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Experience the difference a local community bank can make.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462-637. Loans are subject to credit approval. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back. We have one obituary for today. Carolyn K. Morrison passed away Saturday, November 29th, at the age of 83. She was born January 31st, 1942, in Rhodes, Iowa. Carolyn is survived by her children, Scott, Lynn, Kathy, and Elizabeth, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. A funeral service to honor Carolyn's life will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 6th at Salem Church in Pigeon, Michigan. The family will be present to receive visitors on Friday, December 5th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and again at the church on Saturday from 3 p.m. until time of service. A dinner will be hosted by the church directly after the service. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made in Carolyn's memory to Shurer Hospital in honor of her passion for helping others through quality health care. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and you can share your thoughts, memories, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Black Friday deals are going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. That's right, Black Friday deals are going on at Ashley and Bad Axe. For a limited time, you can save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store. Now's your chance to save big on hot buy recliners, hot buy sofas, hot buy sectionals, power recliners, and many more throughout the store. Plus, save up to 30% off store-wide during the Ashley Black Friday sale. Are you short on seating for the holidays? You need to hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe. Select recliners or buy one, get one free. That's right, free. Don't wait to update your space when now's the time to save big. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 50% off on accessories too. In the Sleep Gallery, save up to $900 when you purchase a Beautyrest Black mattress and adjustable base set. Add the finishing touches to any room with up to 50% off accessories during the Ashley Black Friday sale as well. Give the gift of comfort and style to your friends and family members this holiday season with the Ashley Christmas gift certificates available too. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we have more news. After a major post-Thanksgiving snowstorm set November snowfall records in Chicago and prompted thousands of flight cancellations, transportation agencies are warning travelers in affected regions to anticipate additional delays and to monitor updated forecasts as new system strengthens while moving east. ABC News reported that U.S.-Ukraine meeting in Florida has shifted international attention toward how Russia President Vladimir Putin will respond when U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff presents a revised peace plan in Moscow with analysts viewing the encounter as a key test to whether the conflict can move toward negotiations. And that's been a look at your news brought to you from Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance, wishing everyone a happy holidays.